Si le gustaría escuchar un episodio en español, por favor escuche el siguiente episodio.
Good morning, everyone. My name is David Fuentes, and I'm part of the team of La Incubadora Podcast. La Incubadora Podcast is a part of the Economic Growth Business Incubator, a local nonprofit with the mission to provide training, coaching, and support to aspiring and existing business owners who face barriers to growing a successful business. La Incubadora Podcast is born out of the need to put in video and audio a lot of the success stories that we see here at the Business Incubator. We also want to answer frequently asked questions and connect small business owners with the resources to succeed in the business on your own time and wherever you are while you have access to a mobile device. Today's episode is also produced with the support of Raycast Media, and so EGBI sends a big thank you over to Raycast Media for their partnership with this episode. For today, we'll explore the practical side of the City of Austin Citizenship Clinic. We'll also delve into how this clinic provides essential information and guidance on the path to U.S. citizenship. From understanding the application process to legal requirements, discover the hands-on supports provided to participants. Also, gain some insights into the journey towards citizenship and the tangible impact of this community initiative. For our guest today, we have Robert, also known as Bobby, who has worked with American Gateway since 2014. He is a graduate of the University of Minnesota School of Law and McAllister College with a BA in 2009. While in law school, Bobby was a recipient of the Upper Midwest Human Rights Fellowship and worked as a student attorney with the Immigration and Human Rights Clinic. He spent his summers working as an intern with the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in Geneva, Switzerland, and as a consultant with the UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights to Water and Sanitation in Berlin, Germany. Before joining American Gateways, Bobby was a VISTA staff attorney with the Advocates for Human Rights in Minneapolis, where he worked with asylum speakers. Bobby is a native of Madison, Wisconsin, and enjoys the outdoors. He's also fluent in Spanish. And so thank you for joining us today, Robbie, and I want to thank you over to the stage.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and so, thanks again for taking the time, especially on this eclipse day. I know we all kind of have our plans to go outside a little bit. So happy Monday to you. Bobby, can you share a little bit with us about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for the invitation. So I'm the legal director at American Gateways, and what that basically means is that I'm the one responsible for coordinating legal services across our three offices. We're based here in Austin, but we have offices in San Antonio and Waco as well. And I also ensure that the services we provide are of high quality and that they're in line with the needs of the immigrant community.
Okay. Yeah. And so you've been with American Gateways prior to that, and it seems you've always kind of worked with human rights as your main area of interest. At American Gateways, what is the typical client that you work with and what services do you offer?
So our clients come from all over the world. Being in Central Texas, a large number of them do come from Mexico and Latin America, but we see people from all over. And what they all have in common is that they are living at or below 200% of the federal poverty guidelines, which means that they're effectively priced out of the market for a private immigration attorney. For those clients, we provide a wide range of immigration legal services. We do things like DACA and citizenship, like we're talking about today, but we also do deportation defense, asylum, and humanitarian visas for survivors of crime and human trafficking.
Okay. So you do work with a variety of clients, and you also, your bio, I saw that you speak Spanish. So that's also a very good resource and something that's very needed when you're working with something so that can be very personal, right?
Absolutely.
And so on top of that, you also partner with the City of Austin for the Citizenship Clinic. Can you share a little bit more with us what this resource is and what it brings to our community?
Definitely. So we try to host these citizenship clinics about twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall. The next one is going to take place on May 4th here in Austin at the Asian American Resource Center on Cameron Road. This clinic is a collaboration between American Gateways, the City of Austin, and also the AFL-CIO. And our goal during the one-day event is to assist as many as 75 people to complete their applications for U.S. citizenship. There's no cost to attend. You don't need to register in advance. We just ask that everyone attend one of our information sessions prior to the clinic. The next one is going to be at the Ruiz Library on April 13th. That's next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, perfect. And so you said these clinics are offered twice a year?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And so the next one is at Ruiz Library. And so that, I believe for our listeners, that is the one on Grove, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right. That's just the information session. So the actual clinic is on May 4th, but the next information session that they can attend is the 13th of April at the Ruiz Library.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And so next, the next clinic will be May 4th.
That's right.
Why is it so important to attend these clinics and also the information sessions?
Well, the information sessions are critical because it helps people understand the requirements for U.S. citizenship and whether they're good candidates for the clinic. There are some people who have more complex immigration histories who would benefit from having full representation in their application. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, as long as they have the guidance of an attorney in completing the forms and making sure everything's done correctly, they're able to submit the applications themselves and attend the interview on their own. As far as the clinic itself and why apply for U.S. citizenship, it's the final step in the journey to full civic participation here in the United States. It ensures that beneficiaries can access services and public benefits, that they're protected from changes in immigration law and policy that could negatively impact their status, and most importantly, that they can participate in our democracy through voting.
That's awesome. And I think it's very much a need in the community. And so we touched on this a little bit, but maybe if you can expand on the topics that you'll be going through in the citizenship clinic.
Sure. So the clinic and the info sessions are mostly going to be focused on eligibility. On the day of the clinic itself, we'll mostly be focused on meeting with individual applicants and completing their applications. And a lot of the emphasis will just be making sure that they meet the basic requirements and that their case is appropriate for a clinic setting. As I said, there are some people who have immigration histories that can be complicated. And in those cases, it's often better to refer them out to our organization or another attorney for representation. But for most people, they should be able to move forward on the day of the clinic without an attorney after they file.
Okay. Good. And I did skip over one of our questions, but I think it's a very important one, right? And sure. That is, who should be participating in these clinics?
Yeah, that's a great question. So anyone in the immigrant community is welcome to participate in the clinic. We don't have any income requirements or other requirements that for somebody to attend and participate. We do ask that everybody attend those info sessions that I mentioned. The only other thing to know is that we operate that day on a first come, first serve basis. So the clinic doors open at 9 a.m. and it's a good idea to arrive a little bit early because there's usually a line.
As with most free resources that we've seen in the city, it is a big need. And so when it's a big need, it's sometimes hard to kind of streamline everything. But it's a great resource that if you or anyone you know needs. I know American Gateway also has some information that they'd like to share with us. And so prior to finishing and wrapping up on the episode, Bobby, what is the most important thing that you'd like for our community to take away from this episode?
Definitely. So I've done a number of these clinics over the years, and a lot of people that I've met in the past have expressed some apprehension about becoming a U.S. citizen, either because they're worried about the application fees or they're worried about they're anxious about the English and civics tests or the interview itself. It can be very nerve-wracking, even for people who have straightforward cases. So I would like members of the immigrant community to understand that the benefits of citizenship far outweigh any risk in applying, and that they should all come out to the information sessions to learn more.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a good way to kind of end it, right? If you have any anxiety about the process or the test, right? It's, again, like Bobby said, the benefits far outweigh any risk that you might be going through. And so with that, I'd like to give you a chance, Bobby, also to, if there's any contact information you'd like to share, where we can get more information about this clinic or perhaps about American Gateways?
Definitely. So you can check us out on our website at www.americangateways.org or through Facebook or Instagram, our handles at American Gateways. You can also just call our main office in Austin, 512-478-0546, extension 200, to speak with our intake and referral specialist who is bilingual.
Perfect. Perfect. And so for those listening, that's Facebook and Instagram at American Gateways. Also, the phone number is 512-478-0546, extension 200. And all other intakes are bilingual. And so thanks again, Bobby. We'd love to connect the community with this resource. So thank you for taking the time again on a Monday, on Eclipse Day. And so I think that is all for today. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you today, Bobby.
Likewise.
And you all find this episode useful to you. And if you know someone who could benefit from it, please share the link to this episode. Please remember that Lanku Without a Podcast is part of the Economic Growth Business Incubator. And so we offer training, coaching, and support to small business owners who face barriers to success. If you would like to learn more about Economic Growth Business Incubator, please visit egbi.org, and we'll see you soon. Thanks again, Bobby.
Thank you.